Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio. I'm Karen Nowicki and having the great pleasure to broadcast live today from the Women of Scottsdale annual business event. And this room is buzzing with activity with so many powerful business leaders and women-owned businesses. And I have the fortunate opportunity to sit down with several of them today, starting with Sabrina Walters, who is the broker owner for SLW Realty Group. Welcome, Sabrina.
Thank you.
So thrilled to have you. So this is an opportunity for us just to get to know you real quickly. What kind of real estate? Residential, commercial? Tell us a little bit about SLW Realty.
Well, I'm a little bit of everything. I own my own company and I do both residential and commercial. Been in the real estate business for 35 years and have owned my own company for 8 and just love it. I love construction. I love the deals.
And new resale,
You name it, yes.
And I'm guessing, just based on the opportunity to get to know you for a few minutes before we came on air, I'm willing to bet you have a lot of referrals. Folks who refer you and then folks who come back time and time again.
I get a lot of referrals, and especially from out-of-state people and residential agents will refer me for commercial because I do leasing of office spaces and I sell properties. I've done industrial land.
How long did you say?
35 years.
And before that, you mentioned that you were in the travel industry at least a little bit.
She's only
29.
Yeah,
so.
I was in the travel business, but at the same time, I had my real estate license.
So. Okay, so yeah. Gosh, that's a long time to be in an industry that just changes, right, depending on the market.
If you don't switch and move, and it's just like the real estate business, if you don't switch and move, you're going to be lost.
So what part of the valley, then, is your office? Where are you located? And then, what's kind of the sweet spot for you?
I can't say that there's one sweet spot. Probably multifamily investments are what I do a lot of. I also do residential. I sell houses for my investors who do fix and flips. And I'm located in Scottsdale, but I work all over the valley. I've sold in Queen Creek, Buckeye, Anthem, Scottsdale, Phoenix, Tempe, you name it.
Love it.
Yeah, right now I have a listing, a condo in Tempe and a house in Phoenix.
Our studio is in Tempe. We just moved into the Max 6 Conscious Capitalism space right off of I-10 and Broadway. So a lot of folks come to us, but obviously we're here today. We go remote. But with real estate, you really have to go where your clientele is.
You do. You know, it gets me out, and sometimes I get lost just to find out what's new. And, the valley is growing unbelievably.
It's always a good sign when we see new builds happening again, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we went through that period of time that we didn't see any construction. We saw empty buildings, so it's refreshing.
And now we're getting buildings that are full and new real estate. It's good, yeah.
Excellent. And not to put you on the spot, because I can also tell that you're a very humble person as well, but when folks are done working on a real estate transaction with you, what is some of the compliments and acknowledgments that they have coming back to you? What do you hear them say?
I hear them say, my attention to detail, my tenacity. If someone says to me they want a certain type of project, I go for it. I'll give you an example. I sold a home in Silverleaf to a gentleman who was a baseball rep. Our kids were in baseball together, and he said he was looking for a house, but all the realtors couldn't give him what he wanted. So I said, well, tell me exactly what you want. He told me, and he goes, but, you know.
He had already decided he wasn't going to get it.
Yeah, he wasn't going to get it. Well, 7 days later, I had him a house. And
7 days later.
7 days
later.
And
we're not talking lower-end property.
No,
we're talking high-end property, and you found it.
I found it because I did exactly what he wanted, and I'm very diligent to get what people want.
The research. Getting out there and finding
it,
right?
I mean, you're on 24/7, and that's another thing. I'm not one of those people that...
Part-time.
Yes, not part-time. I'm full-time, 24/7 sometimes. And like with this client, he would text me at 11 o'clock at night, and I was there because I knew his schedule just had to move and shift. And I think that's one of the things, and just that I make the deal real easy. I treat my clients the way I'd want to be treated, and I like being treated really nice. So. Yeah,
I love that. That'd be a great tagline.
Yeah.
I like to be treated really well, therefore I also treat my clients that way. And that really is, it speaks volumes. When we came to set up this morning, we hit it off right away. So
yeah.
I'm thrilled that you're one of the lucky winners today with an opportunity to be on air with us. Has there been a mentor or a guide in your life? And it doesn't have to necessarily be in real estate, but as a business owner and a woman in business, who strikes you as someone that you say, you know, they really had an impact on me?
There's one main person, and that is my mother.
Yay, Mom.
My mom and I were in business together. She still helps me out, and she's 80. She's just sharp. She goes for it. She's creative, and she kicks me in the behind when I need it, you know, just to stay on top of it. So she's, and I watched her do her business and everything she did. So that is probably my main person. The other one was Rita Davenport.
Excellent.
Rita was a client of mine in the travel business, and I just loved how she went for it. She, you know, she was
tenacious.
And so I would have to say those two were my mentors.
Wonderful.
And of course, my dad taught me all about building.
Very good. So great mentors, great leadership, and certainly someone that our listeners ought to connect with for their real estate needs. What is the easiest way to get a hold of you, Sabrina?
Easiest way to get a hold of me is by phone. I have my cell phone all the time, 480-518-3882. For Sabrina at SabrinaWalters.com.
Excellent. Thanks again for giving us a few minutes of your time today. And I know people are anxious to speak to you over at your booth today. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio X, broadcasting live here at the Women of Scottsdale Business Annual Luncheon.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.